We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft. But Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink. Which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
This is the Oklahoma State Cowboy Insider from Learfield IMG College. Now, here is your host, the voice of the Cowboys, Dave Hunziker.
Well, it's great to have you with us. John's been attacked by laughter.
Oh, boy.
Well, I didn't even have to speak, and I made you laugh. That's a guy that's really funny. That's going to make you laugh without even speaking.
Sometimes you just affect me, Dave. It's one of those times.
You know what affected me?
What's that?
Chuba Hubbard doing what he did. And probably was more beat up than what we realized down the stretch.
I'll bet he was.
I don't know for sure. I mean, I haven't asked Coach, and I'm not going to pry on that anyway. Yeah. But it's a pretty good year, and carrying a lot of the load. And you know what's funny is it going into the year when people would ask me about Chuba, I thought, and I think you did too, I thought Chuba would probably be better than Justice, as he has a few more tools in his kit. Faster. Probably more powerful, although Justice was powerful in his own right. But the thing I was concerned about was his durability. Here's what we don't know. We didn't have enough sample size, to know, okay, is this guy going to be able to hold up over a season? Well, gosh, he did. And you think about some of the recent tailbacks, John, the really good ones, a lot of them haven't held up the entire year.
No, they haven't.
Justice Hill, last year, missed the last month. He was beat up. You go several years back, Kendall Hunter, couldn't get through 2009. He was beat up. No criticism of them. But it's hard to carry the ball as much as he did in the last year and do all the things he did. That, pretty remarkable. And durability an issue? No, absolutely not.
No. And the way he went about it, the humble nature, who does that remind you of? I mean, I'm not going to make the direct comparison and sit here and tell you that Chuba Hubbard is on the same level as Barry Sanders, but you have to admire that they went about it the same way. You think about every time we talked to Chuba, his pulse rate was probably 35. He just, that's the way he is, but
he is
humble, and he's just taking it all in stride, polite, but he wasn't about, hey, look at me, I had this great game. It was just let the results speak for themselves.
The hard thing for him, and people ask, will he come back, is the shelf life for an NFL tailback is so short. And the NFL seems to get so skittish about anybody coming out of college who has any type of injury issue. I mean, they get so skittish because the career length of an NFL tailback historically in the recent generation is so short. So, you know, that has to impact him in terms of his decision-making process because, you know, you even think about some of these superstar tailbacks that were terrific college players and good NFL players. They didn't last very long.
No. No, they didn't, and that's certainly a determination. And Dave, it's kind of, although their circumstances are different, it also plays into Tylan Wallace's decision, although, given his injury and whether or not he could compete in the combine, I know we're not talking about Tylan as much, but you talk about whether or not to return. I have no idea at this point, but I would say just – off the top of my head, there's a greater likelihood that Tylan Wallace comes back than Chuba Hubbard.
I would say you're right.
So,
you know, because of all the circumstances.
But you know, it's great to see him honored by the Big 12 the way that he was, because you think about how many ways he impacted the OSU offense, you know, how many defenses that had to try and scheme against him and decide what are you going to try to do with him? And it didn't matter. I mean, the crowning achievement had to be his performance against Gary Patterson's TCU defense.
Yeah, first back ever to get 200 yards against a Gary Patterson team, which is worth noting. And to think that there'd be two linebackers that would get all league, Agbong Bamega and Rodriguez both getting second team all Big 12 honors. I mean, good grief, we were just trying to find two guys that would start in August. You had to drop Malcolm down to linebacker because Kevin Henry was hurt, Devin Harper was hurt, Bundage was hurt and never played. Amen had never... You know, he had been a backup and a nice backup previous years, but we didn't know what he could do. And Malcolm's, you know, was supposed to be undersized for the position, but his wrestling background, I think, helped him a lot with that. So, what, you know, talk about flipping, you know, you talk about flipping the script. I can't remember many years during my time here that you had a position group that went from that level of concern and lack of depth in the preseason to then having two all-conference guys. I don't think that's happened in the 19 years I've been here. That's pretty extraordinary.
It really is. And those two guys buying in and leading that side of the ball too, which was tremendous. You know what it did? It allowed – it really, in the end, it allowed that back four to really be as productive as they were coming down the stretch.
Yeah, and you know, some really good seasons from the safeties, Colby Harvey Peel too.
And let's bring this up because we talked about it during the last couple of games. A guy that kind of flew under the radar, Israel Antoine. He also gets recognized by the league. And he's a guy that, unless he's sacking someone, which is hard when you're getting double-teamed a lot, you never would know that. But it just shows you that the respect level for his play this year.
Remember, after the first three games, he missed the first three. It's easy to forget that. And then it takes two or three games to settle in. And by the time he got to week five or six, as Jim Knowles predicted, once he started playing, he'll start making tackles, and he had back-to-back games, I think, where he had five tackles, so that was a big deal.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Okay, I'm conflicted. It would be great for our fans to go to Houston to play in the bowl game in the Texas Bowl because it would be easily accessible for the fans, and that's awesome. Well, I'll be honest with you, I really want to play Notre Dame in Orlando. So could we just arrange, could we play Notre Dame in Houston? Is that possible? Could we work that out? Yeah. That would be the best of both worlds. I want to play Notre Dame because here's the thing. I'm pretty certain on this. In fact, I was talking to someone in football about this last week. Oklahoma State tried to schedule Notre Dame, and they didn't want to. I'm pretty certain that's accurate. You know, I think it was kind of a casual inquiry. And the thing is, and you say, well, they flipped their noses at us. Well, it used to be that they had a lot of games to fill because they were an independent. Well, now they have to play their allotment of ACC games, and there are certain games they have to play every year. So the opportunity to play them is just about zero. They just don't have any spots to fill, but never played him.
Yeah.
I mean, that would be fun.
Yeah, it would be fun, and, you know, what would it look like, you know, in terms of back to Chuba Hubbard, you know, does he play in a bowl game? So you're no matter who you play, you've still got some questions out there as to exactly how many of your big weapons are you going to have. So that would you know, change it. But sure, at some point I would love to see OSU play Notre Dame.
I think we need to figure out, and it's not going to happen, but we probably need to try to change the bowl system a little bit to mix things up, because you end up going to the same places over and over again, and a lot of cases playing the same teams over and over again. Mm-hmm. I don't know how the fans feel. I've never asked anybody, but for me, is on my fan side, and of course on my professional side, I like new people.
Yeah.
You know, it's fun to play Virginia Tech a couple years ago. You know, we never see them. Missouri last year, I'll be honest. I mean, it was fun for me on a personal note because that's home for me, and so it's always fun to play them. But at the same time, you're thinking, geez, Louise, we played Missouri. They're not in our conference anymore, and they might as well be because we keep playing them over and over again.
That's right.
So mixing it up a little bit, I don't know how exactly you go about that, but it would be nice to shuffle the deck and change things up. There's too much money and politics involved in the bowl system, I suppose, for that to happen. But it'd be fun if we could do that just to change things up and see some different teams.
I agree. I think there's a pretty good likelihood we end up in Houston playing Texas A&M, though.
Yeah, or maybe even possibly not even an SEC team.
That's true.
Possibly.
That's true.
Which would be a bummer. If you're going to go down there and play Houston, or in Houston, rather, well, you'd like to play an SEC team.
You would, because it would just mean more, Dave.
Well, yes, that's true. It does mean more. So, yeah, as far as basketball is concerned, well, Georgetown was a team with its back against the wall, but, you know, we knew this because he's your leading scorer, leader in assists, leader in free throws attempted, you know, your defensive menace. But, you know, Isaac Likely is a pretty big piece of the puzzle, as we found out Wednesday night when the Cowboys didn't have him.
Yeah, and it looked like it was taking a little while for guys to adjust. There were too many half-court offensive sets where it was a little too stand around. And listen, that had been the case some, even with Isaac in the lineup, but it was getting better with him there. Different lineups, different combinations. It's a good thing that Lindy Waters shot the ball as well as he did. You know, otherwise, then, you know, 7 points, it might have been a little bit worse than that, especially in the first half. You were lucky to be within four. But look, there's no reason to push the panic button or just go, oh, well, we're not what we thought our team was. I mean, you have to put all this in perspective. I guarantee you that Patrick Ewing took his Georgetown team after that disappointing, embarrassing loss to North Carolina Greensboro at home and challenged them, challenged their pride. And they've got some good players, and they played like a team that was ready to go attack somebody.
Yeah, they hammered Texas earlier in the year. They almost beat Duke.
Yeah,
they've been inconsistent. You catch them on a good night, they can be really, really good.
Bad at home.
Yeah, weird. Bad at home. Very strange. Well, Wichita State Sunday, that'll be fun. And we'll find out also where our bowl destination is. So we'll see how
that
this
day
plays out.
Yeah,
so it's a big day.
Yeah. Looking forward to that. Greg Marshall teams are different than Patrick Ewing teams.
Quite.
And different than Kermit Davis Ole Miss teams. And if you are locked in defensively, you can give them a lot of fits.
Yes, you can. Although, as one friend of mine in coaching told me the other day, he said the one thing that will help them, having played West Virginia, they've at least kind of had some experience in dealing with pressure defense. And so the thought process was that's going to help them a little bit. Is it a total anecdote for what Oklahoma State will do defensively? Absolutely not. But the fact that they have that game under their belt is a benefit to them versus not having seen
that's
any type
true
of pressure
good
up the
point
line defense. I thought it was an interesting take.
That's a good point, too. But, you know, the Cowboys have to get back to more of that like they played in Brooklyn.
Yeah.
Because tonight, or the game with Georgetown, you didn't see it for long stretches. You saw it for about a 5-6 minute stretch when you took the lead in the second half. And other than that, it really wasn't there.
Looking forward to the weekend. Thanks for listening.
This has been the Oklahoma State Cowboy Insider. The preceding has been a Learfield IMG College presentation.